Now it's our man Jason Longshore ready to go because we've got a monster matchup. And I said, Jason, some overtime work for the Mercedes-Benz staff, a night game with a full house against the biggest star on the planet.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely insane crowd tomorrow night. I don't know if it gets over 70,000, but it's going to be pretty close. And look, season's on the line against the best team in MLS history and Inter Miami with Messi, with Suarez, with Jordi Alba, maybe with Sergio Busquets, although he's a little under the weather, so we'll have to wait and see.
Is there something we didn't do that we need to do in this match versus the first match that you feel like would put us over the top? I felt like we played well. You know, it's just one of those things where they made plays at the end where they needed to. Is there something that you feel like, hey, I'm putting my finger on this, and this is what we absolutely have to do?
You needed to not have to play in the midweek before the game. I mean, honestly, when you go back and you look at that, and a lot of people have talked about the format for MLS and the playoffs. It's not the format. The wild card should be at a disadvantage going against the number one team in the conference. I don't have a problem with playing the midweek game before. It's the fact that it was Tuesday and then Friday when other games in the first round were played on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. You could have played Tuesday. Right. You could have played it later and made it a little more reasonable in terms of a quick turn. But ultimately, Atlanta United was tired. You know, you had to go through the decision day drama in Orlando, and then you had to go to Montreal and go through that drama and go through penalties. Both were really intense, and both were very mentally draining. And what I was so impressed with in Fort Lauderdale was the fact that they conceded first, they found their legs, they got back into the game, they got a goal. Then they conceded the second on just an amazing goal from Jordi Alba.
Right.
And they didn't fold. They kept going and took it all the way to the wire, to the point that Tata Martino is making defensive substitutions late in that game. So fresh legs is going to be a big factor here. And I think if you play the same way in terms of tactics and mentality and you're fresher, that's going to be a big help tomorrow night.
All right, as you said, I mean, there's nothing more backbreaking than that with the men in Blazers, the dreaded early goal. Right? Jason Longshore is with us here, guys. And again, Mike Conti and him will have the call for you right here on 92.9 The Game. Whatever happens on Saturday night, what is this team going to look like? How different, or is this the team we're going to see in February from United?
No, it's going to look extremely different, win, lose, or draw on Saturday. And look, that's down the line. I mean, you're going to go out and be chasing two designated players and maybe other starters as well. And then there's the question about who's going to be in charge from the touchline, who's going to be the manager, and then there's going to be a general manager hired. So there's a lot to happen between now and that third week of February when the season opens up in 2025. For this group right now, they can't even think about that. You just have to go out and try to get to a game three in this series. You just have to put all your focus on the 90 minutes tomorrow, and look, maybe penalties, whatever it takes to send it back to Fort Lauderdale in game three. And the thing is about Miami, you know, Atlanta United has played them very well since that first meeting in the League's Cup last summer. Beat them at home, drew with them at home. Beat them on the road, took them to the wire in the postseason match. It's been very even. It's a very good matchup, and I think Atlanta United has to take advantage of everything they'll have going for them at home tomorrow night.
Jason, how good has Brad been?
Epically good.
Yeah.
It's criminal that nationally and locally he's not getting as much acclaim as he deserves, because he's had a whole season. He's been a best 11 goalkeeper of the year, caliber goalkeeper in Major League Soccer. Since the League's Cup, and you can even dial it up more in the last couple of weeks of the season and the postseason, he's been on a run that I don't know if he's ever been on it in his life. There's not many goalkeepers that have been on this kind of a run. He's been immense. And, you know, look, we can talk about the saves and all of that all day long, because there's so many of them that we can go back through. We can talk about the plays that doesn't count as a save, the one that he comes 30 yards outside of his area to make a tackle with his left foot on Lionel Messi. Not a lot of defenders are pulling that move off. You know, you're doing all of that, but you're also doing all the things behind the scenes. You're doing all the things in the locker room. You're keeping this group going. You're supporting the coaching staff and helping them. You're working through all of these different things at once and putting this team on your back. And what Brad Gazan has done should never be forgotten. This run for him, it should be the measuring stick for what you want to see goalkeepers do with Atlanta United.
All right, man, who's going to be the man of the match? Saba? Who's going to save our cheese?
Saba's going to have to be vital. There's just no way around it. He's been such a weapon for this team on and off the ball. He never stops running. I don't know how he doesn't get fatigued. He just seemingly finds another level. I think in the midfield, the one that could be the game changer in this team is Bartosz Ślisz. And the reason I say that is, like, Miami is a team that is so good in transition because of Suarez, because of Messi, and they hide almost on the defensive side. And then when they win the ball back, they pop up into dangerous spots and crush you. Ślisz has got to defend that aspect of it. But the other thing about Messi and Suarez is they don't really defend a whole lot. So Ślisz is going to have that ability in front of the back line to pick out those passes. And Saba is going to be one that he picks out quite a bit. But he's also got that ball over the top potentially to TRA or to Daniel Rios. I think if Bartosz Ślisz plays at the level that we have seen him on the high end, Atlanta United will win. I think he can be the one that flips this result either way. He's got to have a big game tomorrow. And I think if he does, Atlanta United wins.